So I had a question for you. Where is there the evidence that evolution is locally real?
What does locally real mean?
You said what does locally real mean?
Yeah.
It's the science has shown that, for instance, in nature, death by experiment for local realism, and that just means that it violates the principle of locality and the principle of realism. With quantum entanglement, if you had two pool balls that were quantum in nature, and you had them at two different ends of the pool table, you turn one clockwise, the other counterclockwise.
Yeah, I know what entanglement is.
And they don't have to touch. That's a violation of locality, what Einstein called spooky action at a distance. Realism is just saying if I go test a subatomic particle like electron, it's either spin up or spin down. And before I measure it, there's not any hidden variable that says it's going to be spin up or spin down when I measure it. So that violates realism. And they had a recent Nobel Prize winner here. The universe is not locally real. And physics Nobel Prize winners proved it. So if the universe is not locally real, then how is evolution locally real and not just come out of some sort of primordial mud suit, whatever? Instead of being
forget evolution. You're not even real.
Instead of being a product of information.
Yeah.
Instead of being a product of, you have all this encoding, decoding information in the genome, and it has to, evolution doesn't explain the origin information and things like that.
Well, it's not designed to.
But I'm just saying it's if it's not locally real, then it can't come from some primordial soup. And what they're saying is, what these scientists are saying is that space time, for instance, is an error correcting code.
So space time. I don't think anybody's. Yeah. I've never heard anybody say that.
You never heard anybody say that?
No.
I don't know how to.
Hello? You still there?
Yeah, I'm right there.
Oh, okay.
You see that? Yeah, you can look up this article here. There's plenty of them. How space and time could be a quantum error correcting code. The same code needed to thwart errors.
Isn't this, aren't these just like based off of like mathematical proofs, though?
No, it goes a lot deeper because if what they're saying that it's an error correcting code in three dimensions. And that space-time breaks down quantum entanglement. For instance, you have
these are mathematical hypotheticals. They're you can make mathematical proofs around them, but they're
based on sound because you have an equivalence between, for instance, the event horizon of a black hole and thermodynamics. There's an equivalence there between the Bekenstein bound.
Have we proven any of this?
Yes. All of it. It's thousands of papers about this. This is why.
Are Stephen there any Hawking, experiments?
Yes. That's why Stephen Hawking
like
said
what?
It was like the page curve, which shows information can escape the event horizon of a black hole.
Where have we done this? That's what I'm asking.
There's thousands of papers that show this stuff. This is
are
this
the papers stuff. Experiments or mathematical
yeah, experiments?
Proofs.
They're theoretically sound mathematical proofs, experiments, okay. And they're things that
we
match
can mathematically we, prove all kinds things of things that, we, that aren't real.
The things that we are that match what we observe in nature. If you have a Bekenstein bound, we can limit. We can calculate the limit of how much information can fit into a volume of space. And then when we calculate that and we get a number that's not proportional to its volume, scientists is going to naturally ask, well, wait a minute, it's proportional to its surface area surrounding its volume, a two-dimensional surface area, not its volume. So naturally, scientists are going to say, wait a minute, we're doing these tests over
and
over.
What does this have to do with evolution?
And we're getting the same. It has everything to do with it. This is why Stephen Hawking
said the Bekenstein bound has nothing to do with evolution.
It does. This is why he said the universe is a Stephen Hawking's last last paper, him and Terman Thomas Hertog said the universe is a hologram, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Tell me how the universe being a hologram, even if that was true, means evolution can't occur.
It means that evolution is not locally real. It happens because
why would that matter? This local. Would mean you're not locally real.
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why it would matter.
Angel, this would mean you're not locally
real. But let me tell you why this would matter.
Why should I talk to you if you're not even locally real?
Let me tell you why this would matter. Because when you have a violation of local realism, it means that information that we think something is occurring locally, the information is actually spread out non-locally throughout space-time and all of space-time. So it takes all of space-time.
How does that make evolution impossible?
Calculating what you see locally. And this is why all these scientists are going towards the holographic principle. It's because
great. Let's just pretend it's true. Why does that mean that evolution doesn't occur?
It means that if you have a black hole that occurs 200 million light years away,
that's and you nothing have to do with evolution on Earth.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you have a black hole that's 200 million miles away, and when the black hole forms, a two-dimensional event horizon forms on the black hole. And so all the information that falls into the black hole is on the event horizon of the black hole.
What does this have to do with evolution occurring on Earth?
I'm about to tell you right now.
Oh, you better tell me quick.
Even if any life didn't fall into that black hole and event horizon, you could still recreate the whole universe from that one black hole 200 million light years away. You could recreate evolution. You could recreate the entire universe. That's what a hologram is. If you take holographic film, you could take a part of the film and you could create the whole image from just a part of the film. And that's why you see scientists. So what? That's why you see scientists talking about this so much.
What does that have to do with evolution? You said, I'm getting to there, and then you never got there.
The case for black holes
being nothing but hologram. You turned left instead of right.
I'm telling you, I just told you that it takes information from throughout the universe to give you evolution. Evolution doesn't come from a puddle of mud. It comes from information that's encoded in space-time throughout the entire universe. That's why if any part of the universe falls into a black hole, it could create evolution again. It can create the whole of the universe
because
it contains all the information necessary to create the universe. So, of course, evolution
Blitz,
can't be
hear my prayer.
It can't be about some primordial
Blitz,
goop
hear my
or primordial
prayer.
Soup. It can't be about you
Blitz,
think it come out of
prayer.
Some you think hold up you actually think it comes from magical mud. I'm telling you, it comes
no,
from
don't tell me what I think.
It comes from encoded information that's encoded
great.
Throughout all of space-time.
So evolution and does happen.
It's encoded throughout all of
Blitz,
space-time.
Hear my prayer.
And this is why all of these scientists are saying that space-time breaks down. And you got scientists calling it an illusion. Third dimension is an illusion. Science.
Okay,
that
you're an illusion. Why should I listen to you?
And it breaks
you're not
down.
Locally real.
No.
You're part of a hologram. You're not real. You're a three-dimensional being that is barely isn't even really anything or anything like that. Why should I listen to you?
I'm rolling with Leonard Susskind and Stephen Hawking and Juan Mouse.
They are holograms in a holographic universe, and they're not locally real either.
You believe in the nonsense about primordial soup. Not me.
You believe that
I
things
believe
that you
nonsense.
Believe that nothing is locally real,
and this supports.
And then you cite things that are part of this.
This actually supports
non-locally
the Bible
real
that
universe
all are
to
held
prove
together.
That other things that aren't locally real either really aren't
it says
locally
that all
real.
Things our third dimension is falling apart at the seams, just like the Bible says. It says Jesus Christ holds all things together. The universe is held together through the word. That's what that's the still there. That's what a hologram is held together still by here? Information.
Is this
not
still
by some
here?
Primordial soup. Not by some primordial goo. Look.
Angel, this is really weird because I know that you believe in evolution, so I'm really confused.
But no, I believe when I talk about evolution, this is why I'm always talking about information encoded. It happens because it's information encoded in a sequence of codons, like for valine. It's we could store Harvard stores 70 billion e-books, books on a drop of DNA. It's something that has a correlation of digital and analog information. So I think it comes from information, not from some primordial soup.